Walk into a gift shop in Southeast Alaska, and you're likely to see cans of smoked seafood, jars of kelp salsa, and hot sauce lining a section of the store. Enter a liquor store, and there may be glass bottles decorated with marine life, distilled in Haines. Wildfish Cannery, Barnacle Seafoods, and Port Chilcoot Distillery are all success stories of the small business competition, Path to Prosperity.
I really recommend their hot sauce, their bowl of hot sauce.
Mark Wheeler is a small business coach for Spruce Root, which runs the competition. Spruce Root is an Alaska Native nonprofit focused on building up small businesses and a regenerative economy in Southeast Alaska.
This word regenerative is kind of sticks in your mouth. It's like, what does that really mean? It feels pretty jargony, but it's really kind of thinking about sustainability for the next level. So it's like, how do we operate in this world and make things a little bit better? Not just how do we keep this thing going, but how do we improve the situation so our grandchildren and our grandchildren's grandchildren can have a future here?
Wheeler used to own a coffee and ice cream shop in Juneau, which was an early participant in the business plan program. He sold the shop last November, but says participating in the program shaped his business philosophy.
I hadn't thought about more the community sustainability, trying to build the social capital. And, you know, thinking about that really kind of shaped our business practices and was a big influence on us.
Wheeler developed a local workforce employing people in the kitchen who might struggle to find work elsewhere because of disabilities.
It just really made us, I think, more human, but also just added so much to our business in a way that you can't really describe. You can't really put that on a balance sheet, but just made a huge difference. And I attribute that to going through the competition and really thinking about all the ways a business can contribute.
Wheeler says Spruce Root has retooled its business development competition this year. It's now called Business and Balance. It involves a 9-week virtual course, which will help participants create a business plan and financial projections.
And that plan can be really important, like for figuring out if an idea is feasible or not, but it can also really crystallize your thinking about your business. And sometimes people, you know, you just start a business and you're just going, and it's helpful to kind of pause and really think about the future and how you want to get there. And so I think, you know, working with our staff and going through the training and just thinking more in depth about it can really be helpful for folks. And it's something you can have and refer to 2, 3, 4 years from now and see how you've progressed.
Wheeler says the course can also be important for business owners in other ways.
Because it's pretty extreme starting a small business. So we want people to be in it for the long term and sort of take care of themselves as they start that journey.
The course and competition are open to people who want to start a new business or bring an existing business to the next level. Wheeler says this year there are 3 $20,000 prizes.
It can be used for pretty much anything that a person needs to bring their business to the next level. So it's not like, oh, I need to keep paying my rent or my employees. It's like, what do you need to invest in to bring your business to the next level? And 2 of those prizes are specifically for regenerative tourism businesses. And, you know, Wrangell has a lot of great tourism businesses, so it could be a good opportunity for somebody to think about.
Plus, Wheeler says it's a good way to get to know other entrepreneurs around the region.
People that have gone through the program over the years kind of have built a loose network, because it's kind of lonely to be an entrepreneur. You know, you can't really talk to employees, and maybe your spouse doesn't want to hear about it anymore, so it's fun to have a network of folks.
Wheeler says Spruce Root believes in what he calls a triple bottom line: people, planet, and profit.
Normal business would think about a bottom line being how much profit you make for the year, and we're encouraging folks to think about the communities where they're located and trying to build more into the community, and then the environment, to try to leave the environment a little bit better than before the business started.
Brooke Leslie works with Spruce Root, focusing on helping spark community development opportunities.
Kind of like reframing how we do business in Western culture versus creating a new working model based on Indigenous values and community first. So it's really like a full grass approach. So you hear often like top down or grassroots, but we're really trying to take a blend of approaching the entire blade of grass.
Leslie says participating in the Business and Balance program and competition can take some of the trial and error out of starting a small business.
But you can really save a lot of like time and sometimes money through the trial and error process by taking courses like the Business and Balance course that is offered. And there are other programs offered through Spruce Root as well that really invests in your learning and your ability to be efficient and successful as a small business person and a small business owner.
Wheeler, the business coach, says Sprucer is looking for more participants from all over Southeast, including Wrangell.
We'd love to have more participants from Wrangell. And, you know, going around town, it seems like there's a lot of new businesses starting up. I read the other day that the first half of 2023 was like more small businesses created than in 2019 by like 50% more. So it seems crazy, but the pandemic has really, I think, spurred a lot of people to start their small businesses.
Beyond the business competition, Wheeler says Spruce Root has other programs to support burgeoning businesses and business-minded individuals. Workforce development programs, one-on-one career coaching, financial wellness training, and a few different loan programs for people who might not be able to get a loan from a traditional bank. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.